بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Enmity of arrogant powers towards Iran originates from Leather's anti-arrogance and colonialist spirit. This is the part of a televised speech delivered on January 9, 2022 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of an uprising by the people of Qom on January 9, 1978.
In the important event related to the Gohar Shad Mosque, the leaders were the late Haj Agha Hossein Qumi, may God bestow paradise on him, and the scholars in Mashhad. In the 30th of Tir Uprising, the leader was the late Ayatollah Kashani, and in the 15th of Khordad Uprising, the leader was our magnanimous Imam and a number of other great religious scholars. In all of these events, a courageous revolutionary political cleric was present, and it was his presence that was the foundation of a popular movement. Of course, some influential people may have been able to make a certain number of people respond to something and urge them to make a move, but moving the majority of the people forward and creating waves in a great ocean has only been something a religious scholar or cleric could do. It is based on this that we can understand the secret behind the enmity of the arrogant powers in the world towards religious scholars, political religion, political jurisprudence, and political intellectuals. Their enmity originates from the fact that such people were anti-arrogant and anti-colonialist, and they were the initiators behind these great events.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The enemies were aware of this, and that is why they are opposed to the political scholars, political religious authorities, and political jurisprudence. They explicitly say that they are hostile toward political religion and political Islam. This is a reality that we should pay attention to. Moreover, the deep enmity and grudge the US holds towards the Islamic Republic of Iran can be understood from this matter as well. The Islamic Republic is the embodiment of the people's religious beliefs, and it originates from a revolutionary religious outlook towards the current issues in the world and in the country. Hence, the leader of the arrogant powers, the US, is opposed to the Islamic Republic. Some people say, "Why are you opposed to the US? Why do you say deaf to America?" In my opinion, this is a naive, shallow comment. The essence of the matter is that the nature of arrogance is such that it is opposed to a phenomenon called the Islamic Republic, which is completely indebted to religion and which originates from a religious movement and from religious scholars. This is one point about the 9th of January.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. That pardon me.